on the other hand, also we must fear if we are not following that Islam which has come to give us this and deliver to us, and we are following another Islam, then we have got problems here, as we are seeing now. How the people, the confusion they are going. The heart just does not incline to the truth and to the people of truth. The heart inclined to falsehood and people of falsehood, and we want to protect them. Hey, this is all because we haven't got the reality of Islam. We haven't got that Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Simple way to understand, which the Quran Sharif explains. When the Christians of Najran was a town in Yemen, and it was the seat of knowledge of the Christians and the seat of piety, the town that was known for its piety, for its knowledge. And the greatest priest, Abdul Masih, the Amir of them, Abdul Masih, and then he is a chief advisor, and the greatest priest of the Christians of that time, Abdul Harith, he was accepted as the greatest priest in the whole Christian world. And the kings of the Christian world, they had favored him with great, great gifts. Land, big, big estates of land they had given to him. So he was a very great person. So they came to debate. And now all of them, especially this Abul Harith, who was their priest, was the most knowledgeable in the whole Christian world. For what did they come? To prove that Christianity is right. And according to them, Islam is not right. That's a whole detail in all that. What I want to show, they were convinced Christianity is right. But an ordinary person, even a Christian who uses his mind a little bit, any Muslim will know, they followed 100% opposite of what Isa alayhi salam taught. Isa alayhi salam never told them, worship me. He never said, I am God, or my mother is God. Allah will ask Isa alayhi salam, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Oh, Isa, did you tell the people they must worship you and your mother as gods besides Allah? Subhanak. Oh Allah, where could I have said that? Now, I never ever said that. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. You know what is in my heart. Not only what I said, Allah Ta'ala is that being, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا يَخْفَى. Allah Ta'ala knows all the secrets, and what is more than secrets, يَخْفَى. That also Allah knows in Surah Ala. And Surah Taha, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. Allah Ta'ala knows the secret, and not only what is يَخْفَى, but what is أَخْفَى. What is even much more hidden than hidden. يَخْفَى, what is hidden. Allah knows the secrets, which secrets are hidden. And Allah knows يَخْفَى, what is hidden. And what is more than hidden, أَخْفَى. Isme tabzeer. All that Allah Ta'ala knows also. So Allah Ta'ala knows, and so Allah will ask Isa alayhi salam. So anyway, the Christians, even today, and they are very pious Christians according to them, and very learned Christians, their priests also. But all of them, what is it? 100% diametrically opposed to what Isa alayhi salam taught. Nothing. He did not teach them rohbaniyat, to become monks and nuns and go in monasteries. It was not for them. It was not made faras upon them. That was not in their religion. There was nothing like worshipping Isa alayhi salam, that he is God or his mother. Nothing that he is the son of God or that he is God. Nothing like the Trinity. But that is what the whole Christian religion, what they are fighting to uphold. So we all can understand that is not Christianity. And that is what we say, they have moved away, they have changed their books also. The thing is, and all this Allah has put in the Quran Sharif. Are the Christians going to, is the Quran Sharif for the Christians to read? The Quran Sharif is for us, that we take the lesson. That we don't follow a religion of Islam, which is not the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today with all this modernism, and all these new ideologies, if we are following that, and we give vent to all that, and we promote all this, from our members, we encourage all those like ulama, who will come on YouTube, and will come on TV, Those ulama who sat openly with women on TV panel, on TV shows, with a panel with women and talking with one another. And not only talking, eyes meeting also, can be the biggest mufti, and a journalist interviewing him. And who will they choose the journalist? A young girl. Hey, and she has, they are talking, the biggest mufti, and the eyes are meeting and they are talking, all that, and we promoting, or we supporting, or we got a soft spot for them, or we encourage all those things. This is not the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا. If we follow that Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, we side with those people, the ulama of haq, who want to move in that direction, then we will get salvation and we'll find Allah. Otherwise, take the lesson of the Christians. The Jews today, they are very particular on their religion. For example, there are so many abattoirs where stunning normally by law it is required stunning. If you don't want to stun your animals, you need an exemption from the court. So, and they get it. And their animals, animals which are slaughtered in abattoirs, no stunning. And the paradox and the irony of the whole thing, after that, for Muslims, when they slaughter now, after they wash that whole abattoir and cleanse it, now stunning starts. For the Muslims, it's stunning. Muslims don't ask for non-stun. Muslims just accept the Jews as they are. But, so they are so particular of that. When you go to Jerusalem, Baitul Muqaddas, go and see at the wailing wall, how they are shaking and wailing and crying, how much they are doing. Go and see the Shias, that how they are crying at Rozai Mubarak outside, or outside Jannatul Baqi, how they are crying. But all that in vain. They are on wrong. Hey? So, and according to them, we are very strong Shias, and we are following our religion. Which religion? Of Islam, but totally against it. The same with the Christians, the same with the Jews. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said very clearly, the Jews will be divided into 71 sects. The Christians 72, my ummah 73, and all will be finnar, in the fire of Jahannam. Only one group will be saved. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, who will that be? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That deen which is of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which we call today orthodox, which we call today camel age, which we call today stone age, and the camel age, all that. We can pass all our remarks in the qabr, we will see. If our eyes don't open, لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. It's not the eyes that have become blind, the hearts have become blind. The hearts are not seeing the truth. So we have to see where we align ourselves with and who we distance ourselves. And absolutely important to distance ourselves from all the wrong and to align ourselves with all the right. Otherwise, one very big alim, what was his name? In the time of Hazrat Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. Anyway, so he used to mix with the Shias and with the atheists. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah should warn him, Rawindi, name something like that. Don't mix with these people. He said, no, I just want to know what their beliefs are, and I just talk with them, and just like casual and that. Till finally, he became a murtad. A very big alim. He became murtad also. So when we mix with these people and we associate with them, the consequences can be very grave in the grave. When we'll go to the grave, consequences will be very grave. Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us understand our deen properly. And this whole beautiful, even our timetable of our calendar of the year, for example, from Rajab and then Shaban, and then Ramadan, then Shawwal, and then Dhulqa'dah, Dhulhijjah, where we reach what Allah has given us. And on the other hand, if we choose another part of our nafs to make the people happy, that you see what the people will say. And we don't worry what Allah will say. We are worried what the people will say, and what the comments the people are making, how much they are criticizing, and we don't worry what is happening by Allah Ta'ala. We are worried of keeping the peace and keeping harmony and peace and unity and respecting the other view. Hey, today that's also a major thing. Respect the other view. If somebody comes to you, you're a man, you know he's a man, whole life, and he says, I'm a woman. Hey, send him to the laboratory to have checked out. Report will come, he's a man. But now you say, respect his view. I know you're a woman, you're a man, but you say you're a woman, I respect your view. How can you respect that view? Today, how many, it's now night. Lights are on, everything, we can see one another. So somebody says, it's day. So you say, it is night. I believe, my conviction is night. But I respect your view, according to you, it's day. How can we accept that? So with the people, with the total, and within the limit, and this also, the Sharia allows you respect the view of other people. And 100% we all accept. At one time, in the madrasa at Darulum in Azadwar, we have the students to make imamat. And for various reasons, one of the reasons is that if they make any mistakes or wait, we can better them in the imamat, then we tell them, then for life they will be on the better path, on the correct path. Like many students, many of us, when we get up from ruku, our kurta, the two ends, we pull it with both hands down. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali on one safar of his, he was very emphatic of this, and he said that namaz breaks according to that. And he had the fatwa asked from certain Darul Ulooms, and Darul Ulooms gave the fatwa, if you use both your hands, then your namaz breaks. Now if the Imam's namaz is broken, right, then everyone's namaz is broken. So all these little details which come, so we try and tell them. So one person, one of the students, he said, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. After namaz I called him, I said, Sana, Subhanakallahumma, A'udhu Ta'awwuz Tasmiya. He said, I'm a Maliki, and according to Maliki Madhab, it is not at all permissible to read anything. And we read namaz behind him, no problem. So we accept difference of which are according to the, within the limits of Sharia. But if he has to come and tell me that I'm a woman, and for woman is permissible to read like that, how can we say that I respect your view, that you say you're a woman, or that you are making your namaz as you want to, completely different with some other things that we can't respect within the limit. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and correct ourselves. Very end. The qabr's life is not an easy life. And perhaps when we hear about it, we think it's not going to happen to me. Like all other things also. We are warned about so many things that, no, it won't happen to me, it happens to others. But when it hits us, and qabr, yeah, perhaps, you don't take your precautions of closing your windows when you're at intersections, etc. Perhaps you never get mugged or robbed. But the qabr, there's nobody who's going to escape it. Everyone is going to go. Pul sirat, everyone, nobody will be exempted from it. All of us will go. And what will be our condition? And who gave us our guarantee that we're going to be saved there? And to check ourselves, not what the people are saying. Not what people, those ulama who are influenced by the government and want to please the government. Not by those people who want to please the scientists and those who follow the media. One of the worst company that people have got today is the media. And we don't buy newspapers perhaps anymore, but it's on the phone. And we have to read those people who regard themselves as very advanced. And we can't have our breakfast until we haven't read the editorial. And who's written the editorial? A kafir. And we get influenced by that. And our thinking, we make it like that. With the COVID, all what they had vomited out, the protocols, we accepted it like sweet honey. And we enforced it more than what they enforced it also. And now at the end, all of them have admitted that it was all wrong. It was all lies. And we don't make toba of it. We still accept it. And we are not still even conscious that we followed in all the wrong things. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us understand and follow the true deen of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. An-Najat, inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. The only deen by Allah Ta'ala which will be accepted is Al-Islam. And not only the title of Islam and you put inside all modern things. That also won't be. It must be the deen of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If they bring iman as the Sahaba brought iman, then they are on hidayah. And if it is our own vision, today some 20-30 vision a person has. Person got this vision and he got that vision, all that visions will be totally rejected. All of that. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتُ الْأُمُورِ. All new things that will become. كُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ كُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. The muhdith, the person who makes this new things, and the muhdath, the new thing he made, all of that in the fire of Jahannam. So we must be very careful. It's a very serious matter. I'm worried about myself. For a small toothache, I'm worried. Earache, it's a big problem. But the qabr, the fire in the fire and the adab in the qabr, in Fadail al-Sadaqat, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, the punishment for being stingy. So stingy that you don't pay your zakat also. What Allah gave you, you're not prepared to give 2.5%. Not 97.5. Only 2.5%. The reality of the matter is that which stayed with you for one whole year, four seasons passed, all conditions passed and you didn't need it. So you should give all of that away. You don't need it. But Allah said, in that also, and all of that Allah, only 2.5%. But that also you don't want to give. So those people who are stingy to that extent, the punishment in the qabr, there will be scorpions in the qabr. And those people who do things for name and fame, and how we get caught in that also, we are thinking in our khushfahmi, in what I would like to think of myself, that I'm a very sincere person. But in there, for that punishment for name and fame, big snakes will be in the qabr. And the snakes, one riwayat, 70 snakes. And this poison of one snake, one drop of its poison, has to come in this world, not a blade of grass will grow in the world again. So how poisonous, and they will be your company in the qabr. If just a fly of this dunya is a company, which buzzes around your ears all the time, buzzes around your nose all the time. One mosquito of this dunya, we know the mosquito bite is not pleasant at all. We don't like it. It stays about half an hour, the sensation, if you don't put anything on, and then it goes away. But there the scorpions and the snakes, and forever, and the fire in the qabr, and everyone for himself. Nobody will be with us there. So we have to be very concerned of our deen and that we are on the right side. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.